Discover personally how the Word of God can effect a change in your life through the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri. Reverend Victor Collins is a missionary to Guyana and serves as the senior pastor of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Georgetown, Guyana, South America, a thriving church that is making a difference in so many lives. Reverend Collins is a seasoned minister of the Word of God and has been ministering for over 15 years. He has a rare teaching gift and ministers powerfully under the anointing. Now listen to Victor Collins Isabri.
Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for your love and your kindness towards us. Thank you for being God. Thank you for being Lord. Thank you for saving us. We have come into your presence because there's only one true God, the one who created the heavens and the earth, who saved us by sending his son Jesus Christ. It's you that we have come to worship and adore you today. We know you speak to us every Sunday. Today, it's not going to be different. You're going to speak to our hearts. You affect our lives. And that you will not, because of the love you have for us, not allow us to leave your presence the same as we came. Thank you, Father, for your spirit, for changing our lives. In Jesus' name. And somebody said, yeah. Wow, why don't you put your hands together for the Lord, and you may please be seated. Wow. You know, we have to fill the church. You see, we send some people to Ghana, and the part that they were playing. Do you know we've sent about 17 people to Ghana?
Yes.
Are you aware of that? Yeah. So we need to, when your cup gets empty, you have to fill your cup. So the cup looks empty. If you look at it, turn around and look at the back. Look at the number of chairs at the back without people, so it's empty. We have to fill it. I said we have to fill it.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm changing a safe church. I'm giving the safe church a facelift. Okay, so we are moving it from Wednesdays to Saturdays. Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock. I've saved church so I can have Reverend Isan and all the compatriots to help me have a very powerful service. So every Saturday, so no homework issue. You do your homework from Monday to Friday. And Saturday, 4 o'clock. We start at 3 to do evangelism. And then 4 o'clock, we start the service. Powerful service. Mega service. I tell you. Because remember, I've told you that this church, we make pastors. When you come here, you become a pastor. Yeah, if you don't become a pastor, you look funny. Yeah. Jonathan, what do you think? Yeah. This is a factory. We manufacture pastors. You know, so that's what we do here. Serena, this place where you come, you must become a pastor. Yeah. Ghana, that's it. Ghana has become like Georgetown and London. Oh, cry. So whilst I was upstairs, I received a call from Bishop Hemish. Right? He's one of our bishops. He's in charge of the other campus. He called and said, we are enrolling people. I've become a shareholder, I tell you. By the grace of God. Yeah. It's like, if you can send 70 people, then you can send another. it's so exciting. Every year, February and October, we gonna send people. Yeah. So we need to bring in fresh people. So that's we send, you know, people will be in and all of that. It's like a factory. First come, first in, first out. So people must be around and you know, get used to fit in before you can send them abroad. You know, it's the best thing that can ever happen to anybody. All right. I said, time is coming. If you don't go to Bible school, you become very strange. People wonder, you come to Lighthouse? Like them boys who come here, plait their hair and things, they don't want to go to Ghana. They just want to sing in a choir. Those boys. Dale and Keith and Co. We'll make them uncomfortable in the church. Yeah. You see, we must believe in what we stand for. Michael, get ready. You go. What do you think? You and Marlon. Where's Marlon? Hey, Marlon has deserted us, pal. Nowhere. He's working. Ah, he college. Does he pay his tithe? I'll check the records as if he's paying his tithe. Yeah. No, we must believe in what we do. People believe all across, all over. People believe in what they do. You see what happened in Paris? That people believe in killing people. 127 people. You go into a theater where they are doing musical show and all of that, and then you crazy. But they believe in killing people. They're killing. Whether you like it or not, they will kill. So if you and I, we must also believe in training people. That's one of our emphasis. Lighthouse Chapel International, we are here to win souls, train leaders to become pastors, and to plant churches. That's why we are here. And that vision, we must give it our best. We give it our all. Even this one who is coming here, you must come. I don't know whether it's a boy or a girl, but you must come. Be preacher in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Amen. Clive, are you ready? February, isn't it? Yeah. Clive is on. Your babies are going. Yeah. God bless you. So, I'm starting a service every Sunday evening for those who want to be trained to become pastors. Full-time training. Not pia, 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 pia. We are sending you away. And so I want those people every Sunday now from December. Yeah, so you have about 2 weeks to think about it. If you don't think quickly, some angel will come and slap you. Yeah. Apart from communion service night, all the Sundays will be dedicated to me preaching and raising people for Ghana. We are preparing for October already. Hallelujah. That's why we are here. You see, this Sunday morning I'm preaching. What does it really do for you? You can stay home and play podcast. Really. The training is the most important thing. The training. The service, as for service, people just, they brush their face and they wear nice clothes. They go and sit down. Thank you, Lord, for saving. No. That, everybody can do that. But the training that raises people into pastors, that's what we are going to focus and emphasize on with all our strength. From this day forward, we shall be one. Hallelujah. Yeah. So, and then Thursday evenings, I'm also training people to become church leaders, leaders who will have home cells around. Okay, so please register. If you don't register, I'll point you out. Carla, number one, register your name there. You get it? Church leader, leader of a church. You go somewhere and start a church. The place must be filled. The chairs, Coletta, you must register. The place must be filled. Yeah. So I'm going to meet those people on Thursday evenings. And then Sunday evenings, those who are going to Ghana. God bless our homeland, Ghana. You know the song. God bless us. That's okay. You didn't learn our national anthem. When I go to my children parent teacher conference and they say the pledge. I don't know the pledge. So I put my hand on. Do something. I have to learn it because it feels some way apart that, you know, people are saying something and you can't say it. Yeah, so, Pastor Kid, you should have learned the Ghana national anthem. You know that Nakazo one. Amen. Well, I want to preach very powerfully this morning. Right? But before that, Sister Sharon is in the house. Come, Sharon. Yeah. She has something to say before I preach powerfully.
Praise the Lord. It's a long way getting here, but you know, God have to do what he have to do, and you just have to allow him. Amen. In a nutshell, I'll say a lot has happened that have allowed me to be away for so long. And I basically stand here this morning to apologize to the congregation. However I would have affected you in my absence, the Bible says there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, and you have to fix things. You have to reconcile and, you know, make things right with God. So standing here to tell you I'm very sorry for however I have affected. I was, you know, hurt and offended and a whole lot of stuff that I won't get into right now. But God is God, and you just have to allow him to do what he have to do, obey and do what he have to do. So my apologies to everyone, and I trust that you find it in your heart to forgive me. And I'm back to church.
Wow. Paparazzi. All right. Stretch forth your hand. Let's pray for her. You see, the Bible says that let him that thinketh he standeth. I don't think Sharon ever thought that something like that would have happened to her. We also never even thought about it. We are fighting. We're in a warfare. And anything can happen if we don't watch and pray. So pray for her that as she has returned, that the Lord will continue to help her. Pray for her. Pray. Pray. Any difficulty, the Lord should make it easy. We shut the mouth of the devils. We blind their eyes. We cause their hands to become stiff over this one. Open your mouth and pray. Mele kabradna maskataya barandos. Reboro shikeberendes kabalandas. Pray that the Lord will protect her. That our oil upon her life will be stirred up. Let there be a fresh oil. Fresh oil, fresh oil, fresh oil. Kebres kabarande me kebrende maskaya bandas. Liboro meskebrende makaya babaska brende me kebrende basandas. Leka boska tabaya baba. Let this day be recorded in the heavens and in the spirit. Leke bros kataya babanda. The kingdom of God will move on, will continue, will last, will continue to trample over serpents and over scorpions. Kebos kabarande me kebres kabaranda baba. Lebros keberende me kebre me se keberende me kaya baba. Reboro shikabarandas makaya bandiri me kebres kete. Mayandere me kebres kata baba baba kabra makabara raba sanda baba. Lobobos kibere me kebrende mas kaya babanda makaya babandere me kebrendes. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your divine plans and your divine purposes. we open our hearts again and receive your dear child back to where she belongs. We have forgiven her. We ask that you also forgive us of every trespass, even throughout this period and that season. We pray that, Lord, you restore everything that she has lost. We pray that, Lord, your covering and your protection be renewed over her life. I know in my heart that she went out of the covering that you, God, from the foundations of the earth, has set in place for her. Let that covering return in the name of Jesus. May she be restored 100%. Let the fatted calf be killed. Let the robe be brought. Let the ring be put on her finger. Thank you for restoring and repairing and fixing in the name of Jesus. And together as a church family, we say thank you for bringing her back. And we release a warning to the enemies and to the camp of the enemy that they've lost, they will lose, and they will continue to lose. Because the church of Jesus Christ is going to be built, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And any demon that was the orchestrator of this confusion, may they reap their reward. May they crawl on their knees and on their hands. May they never have peace, oh God. We still curse them for the confusion and all the difficulties and the trouble they have put us through. And I pray, the Lord, the anointing of this house that Sharon used to enjoy, let that anointing fall upon her life again. Let the oil of God, the lighthouse grace, the lighthouse spirit, that which is in lighthouse, that which she used to enjoy as she stood on stage to sing, let that anointing be restored in the presence of this congregation now. Be filled one more time with the Spirit of God. That anointing of the Holy Ghost come upon you one more time. To stand in boldness, to minister in songs. Satan, we silence you. Your words of confusion, the words of accusations, the words of discouragement, we annul, we destroy, we erase with the blood of Jesus. We declare that Sharon is stronger than ever. And she's stronger and deeper and more established than before. Thank you for your grace upon her life, Father. And thank you for bringing her back. In Jesus' name. Amen. Microphone. A good microphone.
If it hadn't been for the cross, where would I have been? Amen. So, thank you for the cross this morning. Thank you for the cross, Lord. Thank you for your knee pierced hands. Wash me in your cleansing flow. Now all I know, your forgiveness and embrace. Worthy is the Lamb seated on the throne. We cry many crowns, you reign victorious. I am lifted up, Jesus, Son of God, the darling of heaven.
Put your hands together for the Lord. Amen. Wow. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Preaching. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, and we want to read from verse 1. Are we beginning to praise ourselves again? Are we like others who need to bring you letters of recommendation? Or who ask you to write such letters on their behalf? Surely not. Surely not. The only letter of recommendation we need is you yourselves. Your lives are a letter written in our hearts. And everyone can read it and recognize our good work among you. Our lives are like letters. It's either a love letter, a formal letter, informal letter, semi-formal letter, descriptive letter, whatever essay you have for all the English teachers. But our lives as Christians are like letters. Watch it. Make sure that people read the right thing from your letter. Romeo, don't sleep. If you sleep, I'll knock your head. All right? Like, are you playing games? You're not playing games. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. You have that? You sure? Mm-hmm. Okay, let me see. Wow. Okay. Keep your eyes open, okay? You know Mr. Bean, he put toothpick in his eyes, you know that? You should be a good sound engineer. So, what kind of letter is Jalana Evans making people read? It's a question. What kind of letter is Jonathan? Do you have a middle name? Just Jonathan Romeo?
Jonathan Peter.
Oh, I prefer to call you Peter. Peter Romeo. Peter is nicer. Simon Peter. Jonathan Peter Romeo. Hey, you have nice names, you know. Like in Kosi. I didn't know he was called Emmanuel. They make us call him this African name, African one. Some Emmanuel is inside there. I prefer the Emmanuel. It's nicer. Mm. What do you think? So you are Peter Romeo. So I'll call you Peter from today. So what letter is Peter allowing people to read? Think about it. Evolism. What letter are we reading? Why are you cutting your eye on me? Yeah. What letter are we reading? Is it a good letter or a bad letter? Even which letter are you reading from the back there? You see a letter that you're reading? Maybe I should read the same letter. What are people reading from your life? Isn't it a good question? What are they reading? Are they reading nice things? Or they are reading nasty things? Hmm? Think about it. What are people reading from your life? Hmm? Are you sitting in tinted vehicles? I said, young lady, we don't see who is driving. Whether it's Satan or it's angels driving the vehicle. Oh, it says that you jump out. What is happening in the vehicle? Well, we know your father doesn't drive any vehicle like that. Your brother doesn't have a vehicle like that. Your no uncle. As far as we know, you don't have an uncle. Jump out of tinted vehicles, heavily tinted vehicles. They bring you and they take you. Yeah, polished rims. James Bond is driving. You will only live twice. Secret Service, the man with a golden gun. Yeah. ISIS, Taliban, Hezbollah. What kind of letter are we reading? Yeah. When you come to church, your dress is very nice. Outside church, your dress is here. And your body is showing. Yeah. Many of you, when you dress outside church, we wonder who you are. Yeah. Check. Because you know when you come here, I'll talk about it. You know I'll say it. You know, as for this man, he wouldn't mince words. Yeah. He wouldn't mince words. Hey, please. We are preaching him. You get it. So, what letter are we reading? Please let your attention be here, right? Let your mind be here. Don't let anything disturb. You didn't come here to hear anybody else. You came to hear God preaching through your pastor. So let your mind be here. Mm-hmm. All right? Mm-hmm. Karen, I'll fire you. You know, it's your people. You get it. So, what kind of letter are we reading? Ask yourself. So, when we look at you, what good can we say about the church and about your Christian life? Just by how, I'm not saying what you, I said, you know what you do. Everybody here knows what they do. We don't have to see what you are doing. You know what you do. Yeah. You have a conscience. You have a knowledge. You know. You know who comes into your bedroom. You know. Yeah. You know who you cook for. You know. You know all them things. So this your shiny face you have in church is nothing. We are not moving by nice face. If it was nice face, I think Quincy will win the election. Yeah, he has a nice face. Yeah, what kind of letter are you writing? Winchester. Yeah. You see, the unfair thing about Christianity is that pastors are the only ones you look at a lot. And pastors always have a lot of things directed at them. But you, I mean you, yes, you. Yeah. We are not the only ones who are writing letters. You are also writing a letter. You are part of the kingdom and you are as important. So, what letter are you writing? Dear God, I'm sorry to disappoint you. You are tired of that letter. eyes went here before. I gonna stop being here before. Every day you write that same letter. Who is texting you on your phone? Who is calling you? Which number will you pick the phone at any time? T. Letters are being written. Letters are being written. What kind of letter is that? Yeah. Some of you young girls, you don't have any business in any tinted vehicle. I'll say it again. You don't have any business in a tinted vehicle. Let us see the people's face. Let us see their scary faces. Clivey, I don't know whether you drive a tinted vehicle. Maybe you are laughing. So we are saying that, you know, how we behave in a church is also being read. Okay, if you're a leader, you're a church worker, whatever you do, you serve in the church, whatever you do, it's being looked at. It's being read. It's being read. If you don't see Hakima, it's a message. It may not be the good, it may not be the right message, but that is what you give to us to read. You get it? And that's why you know Sister Sharon has did what she did today, because you have to have a good something to read about us. You know that when our name comes up, all you remember is something negative. And there are some of you. Let me say this: here, there are some of you. You love the world too much. Your problem is too much of the world. What's your name? Keon, how old are you? How old are you?
22.
Che, stand up. Ah. Where do you live?
Sophia.
You're from Sophia. Are you born again?
Yes, I believe so.
You, Karen, where's Karen? Are you from Karen's church?
Yes.
You believe you are born again? Okay. Do you speak in tongues? I like your cross. It's a cross of a pastor. Nice. What you do? What do you do?
Jackyard trade.
Jackyard trade. A master of none. I want to make you a master of preaching. Master of one. So, after church, register. You know, there's a very handsome lady at the information desk. Right. After church, write your name with her. Okay. Out there, under the tent. I want you to join my Sunday evening meetings. What do you think?
You forget things.
If. You want to die? When a pastor talking to you, you better say yes. You die, you know. You are dead?
No.
Okay, good. Write your name out there. Thank you.
What's the name again?
Keon. Keon what?
Sheku.
Sheku.
Yes.
Ah. Sheku. Looks like some Obia name or something. Keon, thank you. God bless you. 22 years. You are working on this, the surface of the earth. For what purpose? Being a jack of all trade. I hope thieving is not part of the trade. Oh, now you can tell him your story, right? You? You wait and see. Everybody got a story, right? So we are saying that in the church also, we have to do things in a way that is appropriate. More especially when you leave a church. Right? We are too black in a sense that there's never a leaving that is pleasant. All the leaving. Hi. All the leaving almost always has a problem. You are in the choir, isn't it? You are smiling. You can't smile. Stand up. Biggie, do you know Shay? You know Shay? Were you not in the choir?
Yes, Ref.
What happened?
I was offended, Ref.
And there's never a leaving that we make it nice. All the leaving always has to... So you're offended, so you check out, isn't it? And then if you don't take care, then she begins to also tell people how she's offended. And the people also sympathize with her. And they also leave the choir. Where's Michaela? Michaela, where is she? Stand up. You were also in the choir.
Yes, right.
Why are you not in the choir?
Complications.
You see, we form a choir, and then the people are singing for the Lord. Christians, lovers of Jesus. Then all of a sudden, check out. So, you see, leaving, that's how this book was written. Leaving is not done in the right way. Because I formed the choir, and I handed it over to Pinky, and you joined. So, if you want to leave the choir, what is the sensible and respectful thing to do?
Speak to you, Rev.
Would there ever be a reason why you have to leave a choir? Sister Elsa, please stand. He said, Elsa is in the choir. She's a big woman. He's a big woman. You think she doesn't have feelings? But because she's wise. The older you are, the wiser. So even though this is her child, she's not there because of Pinky. She's there because she wants to sing to the glory of God. And all them things that people will do, that is not her problem. So when you see these people who were in the choir, they are not in the choir anymore, and they come and sit in the church like everything is okay. Who are you trying to deceive? Yourself! You see, so these are letters. I have a very nice letter to read to you here at Shanti Gilgios, Tiffany. What? This is a nice letter. A big woman who is your grandmother is in the choir singing. You must ask yourself, what happened to me? What's wrong with me head? That I can't be like granny. That's why we have this book, because there's always something behind those who leave things. It's common. It's lawlessness. It is insanity. For you to be part of, you see, God does not need anybody to do anything for him. So it is a privilege to ever become a vessel in the house of God. It is a privilege. Now, when you are supposed to be grateful, now you are trying to play styles. And that you allow the letter of your life as a letter, you make it so people begin to follow that bad letter. And there are many like that. Michaela is a nice girl. I like her. I love she. Yeah. What? Complications. Complications of a Christian. Don't expect great things from God.
Nice girl. Comes to church all the way from wherever. She used to live in Moka, all the way from Moka all the time. Since she joined the choir, it has affected her church coming. Because some letters are being read that are not nice letters. I'm preaching a good message, Pastor Keith. Thank you, Granny. No, thank you. You still stand. You are my killer. And Sister Elsa has been in this church for a long time. Long time, my killer. Who else should I call to stand up? Your heart is beating. Okay. No, so when you leave the things that we are all doing, you send a message without seeing anything. In fact, one of the things you say is that Pinky is not good. Ashanti, that's a message you send. You make her look bad. But I put her there. And she's not perfect. Are you perfect? Stand up. Your nice wig. Stand up. Ashanti, are you perfect? If you see, I will appoint you as the head of the choir from today. We will see. We shall see. I'm just, Sister Coletta will leave the choir right now. You can do it for you. You can do it for me. You can do it for you. You see. You will see how people react to you. You see, you have not experienced anything yet. Until you are placed in charge of something. Then you see people's reaction towards you. Then you say, what? It will give you psychological disturbances. Then you see how people don't like you. So, the unvoiced messages of those who leave you, leaving the choir, you are trying to tell us that Sister Belinda here is a bad woman. True or false, Ashanti? Is what? True and correct. Thank you very much. True and correct? Sorry? No? It's not so. You are ignorant. Buy the book. You have the book? Do you have the book? Do you have the book? Do you have this book? And that's why you are ignorant. And that's why I'm preaching about it. You know that D&G is nice. But you don't know that if you leave the choir, you are sending the wrong message. You don't know that. But you know how to buy D&G. This is Chinese D&G. Ashanti is my little girl. Don't worry. You may be sitting. No, that's it. So we see, we have knowledge about other areas. But we don't have knowledge about our behaviors in the church. So we are looking at the unvoiced messages of those who leave you. How many do you have? I'm going to give you two, one or two, and then we'll close. Are you enjoying the message already? Yeah. Richard, what do you think? Richard is at the corner there. Yeah. But I'll mention his name just now, don't worry. You feel nice, don't worry at all. I'll make you popular on the podcast. Now, people who leave you say, it will be better to manage my own affairs than be part of a team. When people leave, they are saying that I want to manage my own self. I don't want to be part of any team. Is that not what Satan did? He wanted to be his own boss. Keon. Who is the guy next to you? Your friend Alvin. Alvin, how old is you? 22. Stand up. 32. Hey, use the grandfather. He's a big man, man. Wow. You married? You have children? Okay, when are you getting married? I want to, in time to come. You got a girl already?
No,
No? I'm going to give you one. Don't worry. Go get one from me, right? It's like biscuit. I'll give you one. Don't worry. Romaine, what do you think? Yeah. Will you be a good wife? You'll not be a good wife. Hey. So what are you doing in life if you won't be a good wife? What else does a woman come into this world to do than to be a good wife? Carla, is it Romeo or Veloza? Both. Romeo Veloza. Some people, they like the Veloza name. Bah. It's like Christ. It's like Christ Jesus. The name is like Christ. Use Veloza too? Okay, all right, good. Preaching is nice. It's nice. Those who leave you, they say it will be better to manage my own affairs than to be part of a team.
That's what it is. Ashanti wants to manage her own affairs.
She honorably tells she come Saturday 4 o'clock, wear black and white. She can do all bad by herself.
That's what it means. Yeah.
Because here we are, depending on one another, that in a team with a leader. So when you leave, what do you think you're trying to say?
You're trying to say, you know what? Me get time with this. I
like my breathing space. Give me my space. I ain't able with them thing like the control.
That's what it means. Because the Bible says that our lives are letters. So we are trying to point out the things that we are reading from your behavior. 1 Kings chapter 12, verse 16.
Ashanti, I'll buy a book for you, right? I'll give you one of the books of the church, okay? Brother Michaela, you have one? I'll give you one too. But you must read. All right? There are new books. Those that are ignorant. We don't have them here, but I have my personal copy. Those who are ignorant. Yeah. It's another of the loyalty series. Yeah. Those who are ignorant. Because a lot of things are happening because of ignorance. Yeah, I'm sure Ashanti, that's why she said, she doesn't even know. That's why she said, oh no. As ignorance, there are levels. There are levels. You it decreases as you go along. We have diploma and degree and a PhD and doctorate. You graduate in the sun. Yeah. No, Prince. You see, sometimes I have to control myself not to write letters to the newspaper. I shouldn't write. Okay, I will not. Prince said I shouldn't, so I will not. It's my public relations officer. So what do you advise? You got to do it, isn't it? What does the Bible say? When all Israel realized that the king had rejected their request, they shouted, down with David and his dynasty. You don't want David and his things no more and his kingdom. He said, we have no share. We have no share in Jesse's son. Let us go home, Israel. Look out for your own house. Oh, David. Everybody should look for their own. Look for your own house. We go and look at mind our own business. We don't want to be part of you and your kingdom and King David. We don't want that anymore. Who is Jesse's son? Who is David?
So the people of Israel return home. So when people leave you, they are trying to say, I want to be on my own. Not like this. If you divorce your husband, or if you pack your bags and you leave Andrew, what are you trying to say? You won't be on your own.
Yes, Reverend.
Yeah. Why do you want to be on your own? Because you like to do all bad by yourself. Yeah. You don't want nobody control. Nobody tell you sleep. Nobody say what time you coming in. Nobody say this, that. Who's calling? No. I want freedom and liberty. That's the message you carry across when you leave. And finally, the book is there, so you should buy and read. No? Finally, as I close, people who leave you give a message that there is no need to go to great lengths to express their loyalty. Did you know that loyalty is supposed to be expressed at great length? You see, people don't know what loyalty is about. Your allegiance and your loyalty towards a church or towards God or towards a pastor is something that must be, you see, it must be stretched and you must still be found faithful. Loyalty is applicable in the day when things are not nice. And that is the time that your loyalty must show.
I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say. Michaela. 1 Kings chapter 12, verse 28. I don't know if you understand the point I'm making.
In the day of crisis, that is the time where you must stand.
When there's no problem, and you say you are loyal,
nah. Loyalty is when things are tight, things are hard, things are difficult. That is where you really show where your heart is. Yeah! So on the advice of his counselors, the king made 2 gold calves. He said to the people, it is too much trouble for you to worship in Jerusalem. Your loyalty to Jerusalem is too much. You don't have to do all of that. Why do you leave your town and go that far to serve God Almighty? Let me create something for you right here. You don't have to worry yourself so much about the church and about the pastor. Well, what is this church that you cannot leave? What is this church that you cannot stay home one day? What is this church that you have to go all the time? Why are you always?
Somebody sent me a message about one of the students that who is in Ghana now, that the person has abandoned their child. I don't know them from anywhere. The moment they start to sacrifice and go to the Red Sea, then all these people begin to know me from Facebook. They begin to look for the name and they begin to send me messages.
I've never spoken to this person before. You're sending me a message that the lady who has left and gone has abandoned her child.
You live over there.
Now you know that there's a child to be abandoned. What are you talking about? Why do people always have something to say when you are going a little deeper in the Lord? Why do they always have comments to make? Because what they are trying to say is that your loyalty to this church thing is too much. If you want to do church work, why don't you just stay right here in Guyana and do some church work? If you want to even be trained to become a pastor, why not Trinidad? Why not Barbados? Why not St. Lucia? Why do you have to go all the way to Ghana? For 3 years. Well, nobody said that you shouldn't follow your call, but you know, you have to put him. So the person is asking me, what is the criteria we use to select our potential pastors?
You know me from where? You know me from? Huh? And you know Facebook. Facebook has something. I think if the person is not your friend and they send you a message, they keep it in a certain queue. Yeah. So I read it. Now I want to go and reply. The thing has disappeared. Maybe because it was there for a while. I didn't, because there were 2 options. I think accept or something. When I was reading, I saw that accept and something, respond and decline something. So I read it and I said, this one, I need to pray and dream before I can respond to this. Because it sounds like a big woman, so I don't want to be disrespectful. Because the person said, dear Reverend Asabri, so that's very nice. So I have to respond.
Now I want to respond. I can't find the message again.
Is there somewhere? I can find it.
The person have decided to go to Jerusalem to serve God. What is your business about it? What is your problem? Kenisha, we should talk, isn't it? Huh? Stuart? Yeah? Yeah. So when you leave, you are saying that this going to Jerusalem thing is too much. Yeah, because the time that circumstances permit you to leave, it is that time that your loyalty and your allegiance is actually demanded. Yeah. Yeah, cry. No, you should see, you should look at people. Look at, is it this lady? Stand up. Hey, stand up quickly. Share. This lady followed me from Ghana. First, she followed me to where? Amsterdam. I changed her name. Because her name wasn't Christ. Like some people's name are Christ, they don't want to change it. I said, as you have come back, I am attacking that Christ name. It must be changed. Live with me. And then I brought her to Guyana. Hey. It is not Guyana that she's coming to tell me she's going back. We ain't going back nowhere. Yeah. We ain't got nowhere for go. She can go and eat some cheese and come back. It's allowed. But she has come far. And she's made a lot of sacrifices for us and for me to be here and to be doing the work I'm doing. Yeah. So, and that is the kind of letter we want to read. You can't tell her that. Why do you go so far? Village. Where the people are wearing boktok with arrows. Yeah. Boktok from Rupunini. Roraima. When you leave, you are saying that loyalty is too expensive. I can't give you my loyalty. I can't. It's too expensive for you. No, but you should look at examples. Look at Pastor Isan. Look at his sisters. They've been with you for years. Yeah? Yes. Yes. We fight all the time. Yeah. I sort him out all the time. Yeah. He's still here. Because your reaction and in those times is very important. And that is the loyalty level. Marriages don't stand because at the time when you're supposed to prove your love and your loyalty, you say, no, I'm not foolish. I'm not stupid. I can't take this nonsense no more. I fed up. I'm not. That's when the marriage actually breaks. Because it comes to a point where you say, you know what? I have taken this nonsense for a long time. I don't want it. I can't take it anymore. Then the marriage breaks. The moment when you leave this church, it's when you say, you know, I can't take this thing in this church, this thing that's going on in this church, it's too much. I can't handle it. Then there's a relationship, it breaks. Because when, Jalana, your loyalty is needed, that critical moment, you say, you know what, let's put a God right here. This going to, you use whack. I don't know what would have happened if you had to take two balls. Verse 54 and verse 89 to come to the church. I don't know what will happen. So when you leave, you are saying that there's no need to go to great lengths to express your loyalty. After all, it's Lighthouse, the only church. I got a church. There's a church by me house.
And that's a good church anyway. After all, it's Pastor Collins, the only pastor in this world. That's what you're saying. It's you are not prepared to go great lengths. Let you raise yourself. It's not the holy church. It's not the holy pastor. It's not the holy anointed man of God. There are other places. I can't take this thing. I'm leaving. That's what happens when you leave. There's not, you can't go at such a great length to show your loyalty. May you be loyal unto the end. I said, may you be loyal unto the end. In Jesus' name, stand to your feet, please. Father, thank you for speaking to us. Thank you for teaching us. Thank you for pointing things out to us. We're grateful that you love us and you correct us. We receive every correction that has come to us today, because we know with the corrections we will do better and live a better life for you. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. You are here this morning, you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You want to say, Pastor, please pray with me. I want to be born again. I want to give my heart to Jesus. If you are here like that this day, this afternoon, you know if you die right now, you will not go to heaven. You know it. You want to change that. I want to pray with you. Wherever you are standing, just lift up your right hand and I'll pray with you. Pastor, please pray for me. I want to be saved. I want to be born again. I want to go to heaven when I die. If you are here like that, just your right hand up high and I'll pray with you. God bless you. I see that hand. Pastor, please pray with me. Let me see your hand up high so I can pray with you. God bless you. I see that hand. If you lifted up your hand, I want to ask you to come to the front. Come. I want to pray for you. Come.
Lead me to the cross.
Clap for them as they come.
Where your love pours.
God bless you. God bless you.
Bring me to my knees.
God bless you.
Lord, I lay me down.
God bless you. Come to Jesus.
Bring me of myself. I belong.
Come to Jesus.
To you. Oh, lead me.
Close your eyes as we pray. Pray this prayer after me. Make it your own prayer. Pray it from the bottom of your heart. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I am a sinner.
Forgive me of all my
sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with my heart and I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ died for me. I believe God raised him from the dead. I believe Jesus is alive right now. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and make my heart your home. From today, I believe with all my heart that I have been born again. I am saved now, and my name is written in the book of life. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful preaching of God's Word. For more information on the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at lciguiana@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.lighthousechapelguiana.org. God richly bless you.